The Ark of Millions of Years, Chapter 7, The Spiritual Creation. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. The earth was without form and void, and I caused darkness to come upon the face of the deep, and my spirit moved upon the face of the water. At first there was only none, the primal ocean of chaos that contained the beginnings of everything to come, according to the Egyptian Upper Kingdom creation story. Ku, the creator, began to chant over the great watery chaos, and as the chant continued, Po, the earth, was born. That's the Polynesian creation story. In the beginning was only darkness and water, Namu. Out of chaos there came many odd creatures. Sumerian creation story. This is Gaia, the earth, the primordial Greek earth mother, the first being to emerge from chaos. The Greek creation story. What is the sphere? This is the womb. It is the womb of the present, out of which the future is born. All was immobility and silence in the darkness. Only the creator, the maker, the dominator, the serpent covered with feathers, they who engender, they who create, were on the waters. As an ever-increasing light, they were surrounded by green and blue. In order to deceive darkness, the Savior provokes the creation of the universe from water, part of which transforms into a giant womb and prompts the womb to produce heaven and earth and all kinds of seed, from the Nag Hammadi library. There is also a similarity in the process of creation between the earth and its inhabitants. The earth, when created according to the accounts we have, was covered with a flood of waters, by and by emerging from the waters. This was the birth of creation. The same as we are born here into this world, from one element into another, after having been brought forth from the element of water, the process of creation, or the further development of the earth continued. The first day, the birth of spirit earth. Somewhere in a high spiritual universe, in another dimension called the fifth dimension, or soul, near the throne of God, is a giant parental water planet whose size dwarfs the physical planet Earth. Its vast ocean is called the Sea of Chaos and often referred to as the Deep or the Great Abyss. According to Webster's dictionary, one definition of abyss is chaos. Many accounts say that high winds swept across these waters, creating enormous storm-tossed waves. It was within the waters of the Sea of Chaos, likened to a watery womb, that spirit matter was assembled to form the spirit earth. The Sea of Chaos is spiritual water, bursting with creative energy and unstable elements, producing chaotic or unpredictable matter. Matter that bonds when suddenly disintegrates. Within this watery womb, in the deep, the embryonic spirit globe was without form and void, empty of life forms. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, meaning that the embryonic waters of the womb were enveloped in darkness while God's spirit moved upon the face of the water, organizing and forming the chaotic spiritual elements into stable spirit matter. When one forms substance out of chaos, one is bringing about a purely spiritual result in the universe. The Zohar states, "The earth here is the upper earth, which has no light of its own. It was at first in its proper state, but now void and without form. Hence the earth was formless and void and darkness and spirit." As all wombs are enveloped in darkness, this suggests that the regions outside the embryonic environment were fully illuminated. When the gestation period of the spirit globe was accomplished, the spirit earth slowly emerged from its watery womb in the deep and was born into the light that God had commanded to shine upon it. And I, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I, God, saw the light, and that light was good. Another way of interpretation is that light was already there, and God saw that it was good and gave his stamp of approval by stating, let there be light. It is not unreasonable to conclude that the giant water planet orbits one of the giant stars clustered near the great star Kolob. This could be the source of the light, and it was sufficiently directional to illuminate one half of the spirit planet at any one time. The newly born spirit Earth immediately assumes her position just above the surface of the primordial waters and begins to rotate, experiencing both light of day and darkness of night. And I, God, divided the light from the darkness. And I, God, called the light day, and the darkness I called night. And this I did by the word of my power, and it was done as I spake. Then God moved the newly created planet to another place in space. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Now, you probably missed that the first few times you read that. This clearly describes the birthing process. A firmament is the mass of stars that make up the heavens. Letting a firmament be in the midst of two planets means one of them moved to another place. Since the sun and moon are not in place until a later phase of the creation process, it is evident that this planetary body is underway across the span of space and time. As with all higher forms of life, the spirit earth has gender. The scriptures and ancient writings indicate that both the spiritual and temporal earths have gender. The ancient writings and beliefs indicate that the spirit earth is male and the temporal earth is female. We are familiar with terms applied to the temporal earth's gender with statements such as Mother Earth. She is the mother of men who spoke to Enoch. She opened her mouth to receive the blood of murdered Abel, and she will have travailed and brought forth her strength until she is clothed with the glory of God. Upcoming chapters will explain more about the spirit earth's gender and its role in temporal creation, and the evening and the morning for the first day. As previously discussed in another chapter, it takes 1,000 years of physical earth time for the planet upon which God resides to make one revolution or day. One day to him is as 1,000 years to us on our physical planet Earth. The Lord indicates that it took one day, his time, or 1,000 years, our time, to complete the first stage of spiritual creation. However, the Lord could have used the time frame just to illustrate or point out that his time frame of a day was much greater than ours. For the sake of argument, we will call one day equal to 1,000 years of our time. The second day of spiritual creation. The rotating infant spirit globe was covered with protected embryonic waters, which the Lord began to divide and form into a gaseous atmosphere called a firmament to surround and contain the spirit earth. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Well, the waters beneath the firmament were those in contact with the parental global surface or the Sea of Chaos. The Lord, having made a protective gaseous atmosphere to surround The spirit globe then slowly transported and positioned into place his footstool, leaving the waters below and leaving the waters of the embryonic shroud above the firmament behind. This division of the waters was not unlike the division of a cell. Dividing water from water was the birth process of a new planet. The firmament is also translated as heavens or as an expanse filled with stars. This clearly describes the removal of the spirit earth from its primordial place of birth to its new location, a little nearer to the throne of God. And I, God, made the firmament and divided the waters, yea, the great waters under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, even as I spake. And I, God, called the firmament heaven. The gaseous atmosphere of the water planet spirit Earth protected its surface from water from evaporating into space during its relocation. And remember that there was new light commanded by God to appear. This means there was energy and heat provided to this new planet so that it would not freeze into a solid ball of ice as it was transported through space to its new home. After the spirit Earth was transported and positioned into place, then God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. The third day of the spiritual creation. The infant spirit Earth was now close enough to the throne of God to symbolically be called his footstool. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land Earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Up to this early point in the infant water planet's history, the ocean that covered the planet was one body of water. When the waters were gathered together into one place, the first landmass to appear consisted of only one large continent that was wrapped around the center of the planet, extending north and southward. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. It was on this continent that spirit plant life forms first appear and begin to flourish. The newly formed transplanted spirit earth is now receiving its light from distant Kolob, insufficient amounts for plant life to thrive. The planet continues to rotate, experiencing night and day of unknown lengths of time, and the evening and the morning with the third day. Keep in mind that although light and darkness had been defined, there was at this time no sun and no moon to rule. It is quite possible that the entire planet was bathed in light, providing unfettered growing conditions for the botanical life on Earth. It can also be imagined that just because God commanded these things to be so, does not necessarily mean that these forms of life were new, but rather that they were placed there under his command. The fourth day of the spiritual creation. Once the spirit earth was embellished with plant life, it was necessary to create its own sun, moon, and stars in order for seasons, days, and years to be reckoned, and for plant life to continue to flourish. When the spirit sun was created for the spirit earth, its gravitational pull drew the spirit Earth into orbit around it. Likewise, the spirit moon, when created, was drawn into orbit by the spirit Earth's gravitational pull. The light from this spirit sun was of greater intensity than that received from distant Kolob, enabling the process of creation to continue with higher life forms. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. "And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser night light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Many of the ancient writings say that God also created the spirit sun, moon, stars, and all kinds of seeds from the womb in the Sea of Chaos. The Genesis account is not entirely silent on this aspect of creation, as seen in the next creation day. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. One can clearly realize that the earth is now in a new location. There is a new order for things, with a new star and a new moon as rulers for the heavens. It is a new neighborhood for the newly formed spirit creation. The fifth day of the spiritual creation. After the creation of the spirit sun, moon, and stars, plant life burst forth in marvelous array and splendor, and the whole face of the earth was watered from a mist that arose from the ground. Plant life was flourishing. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. A temperature equilibrium would have existed on an earth that revolved straight up and down on its axis with relation to the sun. There was no winter or fall. The earth had no delta temperature to drive a change in the winds. The mist, which occurred as the air reached the dew point at night, would fall as silently and completely as the dew upon the grass in a pre-dawn summer. Then God created spiritual water life. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life." And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. The statement, "let the waters bring forth," could mean that the primordial spirit waters of the Sea of Chaos were instrumental in the creation of spiritual aquatic life. Then God, the Father, planted a garden eastward in Eden and made the garden grow all kinds of trees that produced good fruit. In the middle of the garden grew the tree of life, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river watered the garden. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. The sixth day of the spiritual creation. The sixth day begins with the creation of Adam, then the creation of a host of spirit animal life designed to fill the spirit earth. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God took man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. After the creation of Adam and the animals, Adam was commanded to name all the animals. Even the oldest zoologists don't know the names of all the animals. Conceivably, Adam could have taken hundreds of years to name and classify all the animals. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him." And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from the man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Adam may have been several hundred or even thousands of years old by the time God made Eve from one of his ribs. In the beginning, man was first created as a spiritual being out of spiritual dust of the spirit earth. He was created in the image of God, who also is a spiritual being. On the spiritual creation, Adam was created before the animals, birds, and Eve. The creation text of Genesis gives the account of two creations, howbeit short. Both were created in a six-period time frame. The spiritual creation was created in 6 days of God's time, and the temporal creation was created over six stages or eras of vast time. The seventh day and seventh era were times of rest for the creators of each creation. Upcoming chapters will further clarify the two creations. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The seventh day of the spiritual creation. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. According to the Genesis account, God the Father was the architect and creator of the spiritual creation. After completing the spiritual creation with the works of his hands, he rested. The spiritual creation was accomplished in 7 days of God's time and 7,000 years of man's time, as written in the first two chapters of Genesis.